I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Sergei Prokofiev was one of those composers who had to figure out how to pursue their art and survive in the changing political landscape of the Soviet Union. As a young man, he was able to raise eyebrows with a forward-looking set of pieces for piano called Sarcasms. 5 years later, in 1917, Prokofiev's first symphony, nicknamed the Classical, recalled the past of Haydn and Mozart, while at the same time sounding like Prokofiev. After the Russian Revolution, he made a trip to the U.S. He was detained for 3 days on Angel Island before officials, fearing his Bolshevik country, let him come into San Francisco. For years, he was in Paris. While living abroad, he wrote his music for the Soviet film Lieutenant Kije and Romeo and Juliet for the Bolshoi Ballet. He returned to his homeland in 1936 to find new rules about what kind of music was deemed permissible by the state, and so he wrote a musical symphony for children. For the occasion of Stalin's 60th birthday in 1938, he wrote Zdravitsa, a cantata in Stalin's honor. In spite of this, during the post-World War II era, Prokofiev and his style of music fell out of favor with the Soviet powers that be. His Seventh Symphony, his last, was, like Peter and the Wolf, written for children, this time for a radio show. Prokofiev and Stalin would die on the same day, March 5, 1953, but the composer would have the last laugh. 4 years later, this piece would win Prokofiev a posthumous Lenin Prize. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.